And the Talmud says that he was born on Tisha B'Av, the ninth day of Av, on the day of the destruction of the temple. So they claimed that since the Talmud says that the Messiah was born, so then the Jews have to admit that the Messiah was born. Once they admit that he's born, then we'll argue with you over who he was. But first you have to admit that he was born and that he exists. So here you have the problem of the allegorical interpretation of the agadic parts of the Talmud, whether they're to be taken literally or whether they're to be taken as an allegory, as a moral, as a story. And the Jewish disputants here fell into a trap. The trap was that they agreed that the Talmud would be interpreted literally. And therefore the Pope raised the question to them, if the Messiah was born at the time of the Talmud, how could it be that he lived so long? And you say that he didn't come yet, so that means that he's still alive. So he's 1,500 years old, whatever he is. Then where is he? That was the Pope's brilliant question. To which, in anger and frustration, the Jews made a very brazen answer. And the brazen answer was that there are many more things in Christianity which you believe in, which are much weirder to say than to say that the guy is still around after 1,500 years. Again, that did not sit well with the Pope. So the Pope decided, he issued a statement that the purpose of the debate had ended. There was no debate anymore because it was proven that the Messiah had come already, and that the debate now would continue only for the purpose of educating the Jews in the truths of the church. Among the participants in the debate, the four leading participants were Rabbeinu Zrachya Halevi, Rabbi Matisyo Hayitzhari, Rabbi Moses Ibn Abez, and Rabbi Astruk Halevi. Those four. Also present, as I mentioned last time, was Rabbi Joseph Albo. Anyway, over the space of the debate, over 100 of the rabbis converted to Christianity. Almost one-third of the Jewish disputants converted themselves to Christianity. And they naturally were enlisted immediately in the debate against the Jews. And the entire thing just fell apart. The Jews were subjected to such hounding and such shameful behavior that it prevented them from any sort of reasonable presentation. When the debate ended in 1415, it was clear now that the Jewish community in Spain was coming to the end. Many Jews from Spain now attempted to escape and go to Portugal, which was just next door. And the Jews found a haven in Portugal for about 30 or 40 years. But the Jews will run afoul of the problem in Portugal as well. The Inquisition came in full force to Spain now. And you had an element of Jew who converted, and then he came back to being Jewish, and then he converted again. He waved in the wind. And it is against that element that the Inquisition took out its worst excesses, burning them at the stake. People came and testified that they heard that somebody said the Shema, or that they saw that in the house candles were lit Friday night, or that matzahs were eaten on Passover. So everybody turned informer on everybody.